watching some video last night from camp meetings, 1986, I believe. Brother Hinkle was up leading singing, and Howard Levan was up and giving his testimony, and it was a blessing. Meet out under that tent, and we moved from the tent to the gym and in here, and we've changed locations, but I'm glad tonight that some things about camp meeting have not changed.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. We're still serving and worshiping a risen Savior tonight. And you pray for the choir as we sing, "Some Things Never Change."
I'm not worried in my soul where this whole world may go, or what I see on the news today. I'm not weeping with regret. I have chosen not to fret about this ever-changing world and its ways. But I've put my attention on that heavenly intervention that brought me out of darkness into the light. It's not mind over matter. It's more than worthless chatter. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ. I still have a Bible, my guide to survival, that brought me to this place. I still believe the Christian old time convictions are the answer for this modern day. Old saints are still praying, and sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross still saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change.
God's word is still moving across the nations and proving that He is still the same today. It's not a different approach. It remains as He wrote, and it can't be explained away. They may say my conviction, this old-time religion, must all be rearranged. But I've been on my knees, and God reassures me, some things never, never change.
I still have a Bible, my God to survive. Are the answer for this modern day. Old saints are still praying, and sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Saving the lost, thank God, some things never change. I still have a Bible, my guide to survival, that brought me to this place. I still believe in Christian old-time convictions are the answer for this modern day. Old saints are still praying, and sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross still saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change. Yes, the old rugged cross still saving the lost. Saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change.
Well, we have some wonderful singing in store for us tonight. We have the Partain family that's coming in just a minute, but right now, we want to hear from our favorite group. This was the group that actually we met years ago over in somewhere around Temple, Georgia, back up in that direction. They were all young whippersnappers. In fact, the youngest whippersnapper, he wasn't hardly big enough to hold a microphone. He'd just stand up there. And you talk about singing. I thought heaven came down when they sang. We hooked up right there on the grounds after that service, and they've been here with us every year of camp meeting and thereabouts and on up down. And his oldest son is that big fella that stands up here and sings so well. All right, the Davisons, would you give them a round of applause?
Amen. I'm glad the Lord saved me, and I'm on my way to glory. Aren't you? Amen. I'm glad to be here tonight and to celebrate this 30th year. Amen. I told my boys, I said, we've been in Georgia longer than we was in Alabama. Amen. We've been here about 20 years. But I love the Lord tonight, and we're going to sing a few songs for you. But I'm glad I'm still a royal descendant. I hadn't changed one bit. I'm still on my way to heaven. Amen. I'm still, praise the Lord, I better not say anything. That's all. Right. Go ahead. Amen. I like this song right here. Listen.
Walking alone, so unaware that one step ahead was Satan's snare. His plan was to hush my praise and bring me down in defeat. Satan's big scheme just might have worked, but there was one thing he overlooked. Some little saint had listened to God and got on their knees. Glory to God, they pray
out of heart's way.
Pray me out of heart's way. Some spirit-filled child has touched the Lord for me today.
For me today.
The Father just told them of my need, and they prayed me out of Satan's reach, rejoicing in victory. They prayed me out of harm's way.
If I had a choice that I could make, to be very rich be saved, I'd have to remember all the time I needed the Lord and how badly, oh, I needed Him today, and how He just told somebody to pray.
Rejoicing in victory, they pray me out of harm's way.
And somebody
pray, glory to God, they pray
just told them of my need, and they prayed me out of Satan's reach. Rejoicing in victory, they prayed me out of harm's way. Rejoicing in victory, they prayed me out of harm's way.
I want to sing this song right here. Every time we walk in the door, everybody that comes to us and says, y'all got to sing that song on the other side. So we're going to sing it. The Bible said in this life only, we had hope. We'll be of all men most miserable. But I'm glad that my hope is not in this world. But my hope is in yonder world, on the other side. This side hadn't got much to offer to me. Amen. But there's a lot to be offered in heaven. Amen. 50 years ago, I accepted him as my Savior. Hallelujah. It's on the other side. Sing it for the church. Listen.
Strife. Oh, but I know my hope is on the other side. The things we see that we don't understand, the burden so great, it's lifted only by his hand. Until one day when we awake on the other side, on the other
side, I'll see Jesus on the other side, sweet peace at last.
It's where
Satan, Satan, oh, he cannot hinder any.
Feel like it. Glory to God, they're still praying around here. You wonder what's going on. Honey, we're just practicing for heaven. We haven't gotten there, but I feel like we're going to go there soon. If this scares you, you just wait out. I'm telling you what, don't get beside me, because you'll have a nervous breakdown before you get there. Amen. Well, glory to God. Oh, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. Brother Carl Partain, bless his heart. One of the finest young men I've ever met. Years ago, and what we've been trying to do is bring back the people that, in the earlier days of the camp meeting, back when we had the Rollins coming in as regular group, they brought this young man with them singing tenor at that time. And boy, I'm telling you what, he had God all over him. And he had his wife on his arm. Had just got married, and they celebrated their honeymoon right there in the trail right to the back there behind where the tent was. Man, I'm telling you what, that's a dedicated man that'll do that for the Lord, isn't it? That's a precious wife that put up with it too. Amen. Brother Carl, you come right on now. And you obey God in the way the Lord is leading you by the Holy Spirit tonight. We don't have any chains, and we're not here to get out. I'm here to get up, though. Amen. Come right on, son. Amen. Welcome to Carl Partain. Amen. Family.
Faced a mountain once again, it seemed so tall. I tried to climb, but it seemed I'd surely fall. So I knelt and called on my Jesus, and just as always, I felt his presence. His hand of mercy, it lifted me just in time. Oh, I want to thank him. I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient. And like before, he's given victory one more time. Always standing by my side when the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I want to thank him, I want to praise him one more time.
Looking back home, this journey since the day I first met him, so many times his love and his mercy has rescued me. So again I come before him, one more time I'll stand and praise him for all his blessings, for he has been so good to me. Oh, I want to thank him. I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient. And like before, he's given victory one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I want to thank him. I want to praise him one more time. He was always standing right by my side when the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I want to thank him, I want to praise him one more time.
Well, mighty sweet spirit in here tonight.
wouldn't miss out on it. Not many churches getting to feel this. Most of them are starchy now. Got it all figured out. When you get your little Holy Ghost every once in a while, you ought to cling on to it. Because you might not have it next week. Sometimes we need this, don't we? When you travel like we do, the Davisons do, and others do, you hear the same songs over and over and over. A choir has started singing a song, and then you go to another church, and that choir is singing the same song. And you go to another church, and a trio singing the same song. And it kind of spreads like wildfire. And when you hear that every day of your life, we've got songs that when people start singing them, we'll look at each other and go, oh, no. We know how they start. It would kind of be like when you hear Amazing Grace. You know it by heart. It's repetitious. We forget the lyrics. We know it so well, we forgot what it said. This is one of those songs. The Davisons had sang it. I decided in my life I wasn't going to sing it. Everybody else was singing it. But boy, I tell you what, this song said something to me one Sunday morning. We got a girl that, and a young man just joined the church. And she can't sing the best in the world, but boy, she's got God on her. And he got up there and hit that guitar one good time, and she took off like a stick of dynamite and said these words. That night, that morning, I didn't look at the kids and go, oh, no. I'd heard it before, but it spoke to my heart, and it grabbed a hold of me when it got to the chorus, and she said, when I couldn't see a way, God made a way. And I was going through something in my life right then that I couldn't see it. And God opened the door, and I said, oh, there it is, Lord. That's it. So I know you've heard it 100 times, but we ain't sang it but once or twice. It's new to us. Did I mention that I love him? I want you to hear these words.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost save knowing Christ. Little John said he is precious. Testify. Did I mention that I love him? How I worship and adore him when I can see no way. He makes a way. He's ever made me. I love him.
That's all I want to say.
Them songs will talk to you, won't they?
How many sermons can be preached about this Jesus? How many songs can be sung about God's Son? There are not enough words, enough notes in the music to tell the story of all my Savior has done.
and adore him. When I can see no way,
he makes a way.
He makes a way.
Did I
mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me?
I can't sing a song unless it speaks to my heart. And that hadn't grabbed a hold of me. I've heard it